Hey, this is James from survivalpunk.com, and I am back with an episode, hot diggity damn. So, still trying to get these episodes out more frequently. You may have noticed we are in an apocalypse. Kind of hard. And I'm a new father. So, my daughter's 9 months old. She is wonderful. But she does not want to sleep sometimes. I tried to get out here and record this twice already. And finally got her lay down. And hopefully she's still down so I can record this episode. May not be as long as some of the other ones. I'm not even going to make promises that I will try to get these to try to get out more frequently. I have an idea. I'm going to see how it goes. I got the equipment set up so I can start doing some mobile podcasts. Record like a short episodes on my way home from work, just to try to get some content out. So we'll see if I deliver on those. No promises. I will not mention the Survival Punk Army. It's there. It's great for me, but I have not been delivering the goods. So don't worry about it. As always, let's see. If you leave us a rating and review on any of the platforms, so we're on Google Podcasts, we're on iTunes, obviously, we're on Stitcher. Leave us a rating or review. Email me your name and address and where you left a review at, so I can go verify it. I will send you a sticker. I still have stickers, so if you want a sticker, go do that. And so let's get into the episode. Let's not meander anymore. Let's knock this out. I am podcasting in my car without it running, so you can't hear the air conditioner. And I live in Tennessee, and it's starting to get hot. So lessons learned from the pandemic. And I know it's not over, but we can learn as we go as well. So what are some of the lessons we've learned? And I think we're going to stick just to the pandemic. We'll definitely be planning an episode on the riots and stuff going on. That's a whole nother can of worms. This week, we're just going to knock out the pandemic mostly, which is going to be different from the last episode where we were still sort of in the beginning throes of it. So we didn't really know what was going on. So I was hoping when this first started, I was like, this will blow over by like June. It'll be done. Things won't be back to normal, but most of this shit will be over by June. And I was saying this back in like the end of March, and I was like, yeah, it seems pretty serious, but I think June, here we are. As I record this, the 22nd of July, it looks like we are not at the end of this thing. And it looks like we're going to get a second round of measures. I'm not on board with the second wave. Looking at the numbers, they are going up. Deaths are going down. I still have questions about the whole thing. But I'm a lot less worried about the actual pandemic now. We'll just say that. So I'm calling this sort of the eye of the storm. It already seems like California's already closed back down. Nashville, which is not too terribly far from where I live, has sort of slid back into a modified stage two, something like that. More than likely, we'll see more rolling closures. The mask mandates are going everywhere. Walmart, Kroger, all these stores require you to wear a mask now. For all the good they do. So everyone's wearing a mask. I got my mask. Everyone's wearing their stupid mask. I'm calling this like the eye of the storm. Supply chain wise, like we're seeing a lot of stuff back in stores that were not there. There were weeks where you're lucky to find any ground beef. There were weeks where you could find any like canned meats. Toilet paper is back on the shelves. So that's back out there. Let me make another note real quick. Okay. I had to add something else to the notes to talk about. So this is what I'm calling the eye of the storm. I think right now, as us preppers, we can take this time to analyze how our preps went. What, you know, because every you try to be generally prepared, a general preparalist, you know, to cover most things. Like when I first got started, I was in the zombie squad forums, and their sort of motto was, if you're prepared for zombies, you're pretty much prepared for anything else, which is more common. You know, the, what is it? The Matrix, the, I can't remember, the likelihood matrix, the probability matrix. On the probability matrix, asteroid hitting the Earth, destroying all life, zombies, a bubonic plague level plague hitting the U.S., fairly low. But we've known these things, obviously, in the case of the dinosaurs, obviously, in the case of the Black Plague, these things have happened. I don't know about all zombies, but these things have happened. But as generalist preppers, we tend to focus on things that happen more often. Job loss, car problems, you know, these natural disasters, these more common things that happen, you know, whereas like, can you find someone that ever had like their house destroyed by a meteor? Yes. I've seen the news stories. Your chances are higher though of winning the Powerball, the lottery. So, you know, can you find somebody, if you ask around or yourself, can you find someone who has ever lost their job? Probably so. Pretty high. Hold on. My wife is messaging me. Letting her know I'm podcasting. So yeah. We tend to prepare for things that actually happen and happen more often, as opposed to things that are impossible. And you know, like, so you'll have holes in your preps. Like who the fuck would have known that toilet paper would have been impossible to find? Nobody. Nobody would have known this. You know, like, toilet paper is one of those things that we prep for, but you know, I wasn't heavy into the toilet paper prepping, and I have episodes on other things. Not so. My general toilet paper plan was, whenever I buy toilet paper, buy the largest container of toilet paper I can get my hands on, 18 rolls, 36 rolls, whatever I can find at that moment, and I buy that, which even during the toilet paper shortage, before it began, I bought the largest thing of toilet paper I could find, and it lasted me. There was a couple times during the hardest parts of the toilet paper shortage that, you know, I would stumble across a package and I would buy whatever they had. I mean, I wouldn't buy like everything on the shelf, but if like a 4-pack was available, I would buy that 4-pack. If whatever was in stock to be bought is, I would buy that, you know, just to shore it up at that point. Going forward, maybe I want to go a bit heavier on the toilet paper. Maybe, you know, it was one of those preps that like, I just didn't really care, but you know, it's not It's not flashy. It's not an AR-15. You know, it's not a fancy tactical knife. But you need butt paper. So, you know, going forward, maybe I invest a bit more in toilet paper. You know, and some of the other things, we'll talk about that. Well, let's just roll on to the next topic of what disappeared. So, you know, the things that I saw, the things that other people saw, it kind of varied from place to place, but obviously toilet paper, paper towels, super hard to find. More toilet paper than paper towels, but they were right there neck and neck. Like, you know, I use probably more paper towels than I do toilet paper. It goes a bit faster for cleaning cast iron, for, you know, just wiping up spills and whatnot. I would have probably used more right before the pandemic. Going through flu season, going into the pandemic, my wife is a chronic hand washer anyway. Flu season, she upped her ante. She was using paper towels. So I bought a good set of hand towels so that if while cooking, I could wipe my hands on those, clean up little spills, wipe our hands when we wash them. Just made a lot more sense just to swap to that. You know, and some weird things disappeared, like meat, ground meat was almost impossible to find for a while there. Chicken was fairly regular. You could usually find chicken. Lower end steaks, kind of hard to find. Roast, kind of hard to find. High end steaks, you know, they were selling. Pork chops are hit or miss. Like sometimes we'd have pork chops, sometimes we wouldn't have pork chops. The beginning of the panic buying, things like bags of potatoes were gone, onions were flying out. Those things like that kind of store onions, potatoes. That was really about it. Pasta sauce. Noodles, pasta, ramen noodles, that was all wiped out. Except, and I talked about this before, except for like, if you go to the little Asian section, the Japanese noodles, the spicy Japanese noodles, all of those, you could still find. And to be honest, they're a bit more expensive, but they taste a bit better and they taste a lot better. You know, so, all that's still intact. Bread, yeast, gone. Oddly, though, like cake mixes and stuff, never saw a shortage on that. People were buying cakes and stuff, and I might add to like a 5-gallon bucket or something. Add a couple of like dollar mixes of like the cheap shit brownie mixes that require like a tablespoon of oil and like an egg or something. And maybe I can find an egg substitute or something, but something like that, like whatever the cheapest, most processed brownie mix or whatever is that requires nothing, you know, I don't milk and stuff like that. That's not going to store. I'm not talking about that, but like I want brownie mix. It's so processed. You basically add water to it and call it a day. Like, listen, so I started listening to the 299 Day book series by Glenn Tate. And you know, he wasn't storing brownie mixes and stuff because they required perishable items to make with. And I know there's got to be some kind of like just the most processed chemical piece of shit. But man, during like a collapse and you're like, oh, hey family, I made some brownies. Man, it's probably a game changer, especially for kids. And I got to kind of think about that a bit more with Skylar and Aria. So got to think about that. So, you know, you can't find flour and there's just a cat that fell down in front of me. You can't find flour and yeast, but those cake mixes were just all there. Maybe I'll store that with some powdered milk, whatever. I'll look into it. If you have a good recipe, drop a show, you can go to the website survivalpunk.com find this episode and leave a comment. If you have a kind of a prepper long-term storage way to make, we'll just say brownies. Cause my wife loves them. Skylar loves them. They're just great. And that's my example. So, what else disappeared? Lysol wipes disappeared. Bleach disappeared. Bleach is back now. Like, you could buy bleach, and probably wouldn't be a bad idea. God, a lot of those cleaning, sanitizing supplies, hand sanitizer, gone. Now it's back in force since every company on the market makes them. Face masks, surgical face masks were gone. Now the entire world might is behind making face masks. I saw the other day in Walmart, I saw a PDQ, a display in the middle of the hallway, cardboard display thing. It was like, pretty sure it was Hanes or Fruit of the Loom underwear or something. And the whole side of it was whatever the company is, Hanes, we'll say Hanes, face mask. It looks like the white t-shirt material made into a face mask. So they've converted over to making face masks. You can buy them all over the stores, all over the internet. Everyone's selling face masks now. Hell, I looked at having some Survival Punk logos printed on some face masks. It's interesting to see the way industries change and flow like that. Like, remember when fidget spinners were a thing and then they weren't? One day everybody woke up and was like, fuck fidget spinners. And they just died. Like, no one, like, people just threw them away. The YouTube videos went away. I know stores that just had to just throw them away because they just couldn't sell even at like pennies. So, yeah. What's a surplus of masks going to do soon? All the masks disappeared from the stores. Gloves, like latex nitrile gloves, gone. Couldn't find any of that stuff. Back to the canned meat. Couldn't find any canned meat, really. No tuna fish, no Spam, by God, nothing. Seasoning's perfectly fine though. Rice was gone, beans are gone. Frozen food was just devastated. There was no frozen food. Cause mostly everybody was just looking for comfort foods. That's what they were after. So and then you would, I'm going to call you out, Glenn Tate. In 299 days, you said, you know, during the apocalypse, like during the collapse, you kept saying several times that like Doritos were gone. Doritos flew off the shelves. You could buy all the damn Doritos you wanted during this. Just kind of joking with you there, but the potato chips, the snack foods, like, it was all there. You could buy anything you wanted. And beer was still there. Beer, wine, all that wasn't flying off the shelves. And that's one thing that I thought for sure, like, snack food and beer, like, you know. But it just wasn't. The supply was there. It had plenty of it. Oh, I forgot to carry my drink out here. Great times. You know, I kind of joked with Glenn on Facebook. I was like, how does it feel to underpredict how stupid the collapse would be? Yeah. I don't think anyone could have predicted how stupid all of this would be. Whatever. I guess you don't get the collapse you want. You get the collapse you deserve. That's quote me on that. So all of those things vanished off the shelves. You couldn't find any of that. They were just gone. And as time has gone, a lot of that stuff has came back now. Obviously with the entire like booze industry converting over to making hand sanitizer, that's not a problem anymore. You can get all the hand sanitizer you want. It all smells like rum and vodka and it's just liquid. but by God, you can get it. Soap was another thing that didn't disappear. Everybody was hand sanitizer, but why was there plenty of soap? I don't know. And support your local soap makers or your circle of friends soap makers. So, Nikki, we'll be buying soap from you soon. You do make, like, you have, like, your favorite soap makers. Nikki's are. She has the best scents. Nikki's got scents. Anyway. And, you know, soap was there, so that wasn't a problem. So what's still gone? I can't tell you the last time I saw, like, Clorox wipes. Before the apocalypse sometime, I've not seen them come in, and I've not had the chance to buy any. I know my wife went through a ton, wiping doorknobs, wiping surface areas through flu season, through the beginning of the pandemic until we ran out and just weren't able to restock. They're out and just out. You know, I've seen some videos on how to make your own, and we'll probably go to that kind of a model. We'll probably make our own. I just, the wipes have been gone, but getting just like the spray disinfectant, not a problem. So, we just went to that and paper towels, and you know, it works, and it's in stock. Meat's back. There's no problem getting meat right now. And the prices have started to return to a normalcy. For a while there, they jumped so high, you really couldn't buy any meat. You know, I bought a pot roast and it was fucking $19, and I was, it was rough. It's rough. It would have been harder if I wasn't essential. What else is still gone? That's about, you know, pretty much everything else I can find. Like, there's, That's about it. Like, you know, there's little random shortages, and there's some supply outs, through bad weather, through some other stuff. There's streamlining of product sizes. I've personally seen a lot of things go from bigger sizes to smaller sizes without changing their prices. We've all seen that go on. Sort of a sneaky inflation. Instead of just charging more for the product, you just reduce the size and make it look as close to possible and just charge the same price that the old size container always came in. So I've seen a lot of that going on, and yeah, it's dickish. It's very dickish. But I mean, drop a comment in the show notes if you got something. In the comment section, drop a comment down below. If there's still things you can't find, I know a lot of it's regional. Tennessee sure wasn't one of the first places. It was kind of rolling California, Seattle, Washington, and then it moved its way over here, before we saw any of the real shortages. We had a good buffer, but, I'd say most of it's back now, with California re-shutting down again, I can see the shortages starting to stream up again. So we'll see. So sort of take a moment. Oh, water disappeared big time. And it's been back in stock. So, sometimes I like to do it in the past. And so on like a payday, you take $20 bill, you take $20, whatever. And you just stock, like, you just prep dump, like, how many cases of water could you buy for $20? They're less than $5 a case for some pretty huge amounts of water. Probably fill your car up for about $20. And that's a massive amount of just reliance, just prepped water right there. So, big fan of that. Anyway, so like I said, that what's missing from the stores, what's back from the stores, and what you use is all very personal and very location reliant. So, you know, take some time and like sort of mentally go through, write down on paper, get with your spouse, whatever. What holes were in your preps? Like maybe you have celiac disease, so the wheat, the flour being on the shelf didn't affect you at all because you can't eat it anyway. And you know, I'll talk about that in a bit, but you know, what holes did you have in your preps that now that we're in this sort of eye of the storm, I'm calling it, what can you prep up on before we hit the second round to make the second round even smoother? I mean, we as preppers, you know, we weathered the storm pretty good, and we certainly weren't the ones out there panic buying. We topped off our preps. I more or less tried to maintain a normalcy, so I didn't have to dip into my preps. I didn't get out my number 10 cans. And you know, I bought more of that long-term storage stuff, some camping meals and stuff during the, cause it, that's another thing. It wasn't really falling off the shelves. Like, the Mountain House meals and stuff, they were still there. Online though, you could not, like, there was waiting lists. There was like six weeks of waits to get that kind of stuff. But the stuff in the stores were fully stocked. I didn't see any issue. Got some new ones to try. There's a, and I don't remember the brand, but there's like a, there's a camping meal, like pizza. You get two little pizzas in the thing, and you like a MRE, you add water to this packet and you steam it in there. Pretty tasty. I mean, not great, but what can you expect from a pizza with like a 7-year shelf life? Okay. Well, it was certainly edible, and you know, if it was deep in the apocalypse and I had one of those, man, I'd be so grateful. So, you know, kind of go through the things like what were you not as prepared on that you can shore up? What were you good at? What, you know, maybe you didn't have to touch any of your stored water this whole time and now it's back. So you can kind of use some of that stored water and buy new water and just rotate through it. Fuel storage, propane. Propane was kind of hard there to find for a while. When it got hard to find, I went ahead and I bought a second propane tank because my hot water heater is propane. I bought a second one to rotate that out, so I can always have a full one. That's the plan. You know, what preps worked out well for you? What didn't work? You know, you got to figure that out. And now that we have, at least in most areas, a buying opportunity, God, I can't wait for the buying opportunity when this is over. When this is over and people start dumping their survival gear on the market, like generators and stuff, I can't commit myself saying like, this is it. Like this, we're never going to recover completely. Like, This is the final slide into like Civil War 2.0, the collapse. Like, you know, my gut just says no. Like, not there yet. We still have time. I'm not going to tell you to panic. I'm not going to tell you to stop going to work and eat your MREs and, you know, open carry your AR everywhere. We're not there yet. I think we got to. At least a couple years, guys. But that's no reason to slack off on your prepping. We've got that buying opportunity now. So take advantage of it. Find deals. If we get another stimulus, definitely take advantage of that for your preps. As you should have anyway. Next up. So just kind of briefly to touch on it, just because it's back doesn't really mean you need it. You know, like, yeah, you can go to the store and buy all the hand sanitizer and face masks you need right now. You know, and flour and, You know, I have some flour and I have some cornmeal. I hardly ever use it. You know, I tend to be lower carb, so I don't really, when I'm off the diet, maybe I play with flour a little bit. You know, maybe I keep some pancake mix for the kids and for the wife and for a cheat day or whatever, but you know, just because all this stuff is back doesn't mean you need that. You got to look at what you're using, obviously. You don't prep shit you don't need. You've got an AR-15 chambered in 5.56223. You're not going to buy 7.62x39 AK ammo for y'all noobs. You're just not going to do it. So, you know, you prep what you use. Use what you buy, what you use, use what you buy. You know, that's God, I need to do a back to basics episode. I really do. That may be one of the next ones. Maybe that'll be one of those drive home episodes. Just, like just basics, rudimentary, run of the mill prepping. You know, we could all use some going back to basics sometimes. So don't buy shit you're not going to use. Maybe buy shit that will get used during the apocalypse, perhaps, but you got to know how to use it. You know, like during the, someone's shooting behind me and I'd like to find out who it is so I can shoot with them. It's always a living in the country. Anyway, got to get to know my neighbors better. You know, there's a point to have some things, like maybe you try some freeze-dried pork chops or something so you know what they taste like. You're not going to eat them in your everyday cooking, but maybe you do eat pork chops. So having some that last makes sense. That's what I'm saying. You know, maybe you're not big on taking vitamins, but, you know, during a impoverished, during a compromised immune time, like during a shit hit the fan or some sort of partial collapse, having vitamins, having something to boost your health makes sense. You're not necessarily going to do it, but there's not a lot of reasons to buy a lot of foods that you don't eat and that you won't eat. Like I said earlier, if you're celiac, you're not going to buy a bunch of regular flour and stockpile that. You don't have to have buckets of fucking wheat. You don't have to do it. You can be fine with just rice and beans and lots of other things. So, I was going to say not to really jump into it, but I am planning on canning up some stuff. Me and Serenity have talked about it for years. Serenity is kind of a spaghetti sauce snob. She makes really good spaghetti, and she makes her sauce from scratch. And her sauce is great. But there's times where, like, we store spaghetti sauce, we grab some spaghetti sauce, just throw on some meals or some lasagna or something. Not as good. So we're going to make up a batch of her spaghetti sauce and can it up. I just have to find a recipe that's similar enough with the bell peppers and stuff so I know how much acidity to add to the jars to make it safe. So that, we're gonna do some canning soon. That'll be a fun thing. Back to the show notes. Where are we at? What should you get? What should you get? Well, things that you're going to use. You know, I think there's a good case to be, if you, at this point, I have hundreds of pounds of rice and beans. And during the apocalypse, we will eat some rice and beans. And I will probably buy more. Just putting it out there. I got lots of just plain rice. But I mean, I like to also rotate and go through some of the, I like jasmine and basmati rice. We'll stock some of those. Get some, so not just, you know, people are like just plain white rice and like pinto beans, and there's a lot of variety. Those two are like the two cheapest you can get. But you know, there's a little one, I really like the form factor of like the 1 pound bag of beans, you know, 2 pound bag of beans or whatnot as well. And, you know, get those out of variety to a 5 gallon bucket and seal it up. You know, get some lentils. Lentils are good. You know, navy beans are real good with some cornbread. You know, bleach is back. Bleach is a good thing to get. You still can't get Clorox wipes, but you can get paper towels and toilet paper, and you can get, you know, sanitizer spray, disinfectant spray. You can get that. So you can stockpile on that. Baby wipes. I didn't touch on baby wipes, especially if you have a baby or you just use baby wipes for, you know, cleanliness. You know, if you don't have time to shower or the water's down, whatever, baby wipes can, you know, hobo shower works well. For us parents, there were some sketchy days there trying to find baby wipes. We stockpiled up several boxes, which has now been gone through. So we need to re-up that ante. Diapers, can't go wrong with that. Baby food. That's another thing. We've got some formula stockpiled. And it's one of those things where I just don't. The idea of running out of formula for my daughter is terrifying. That's, you know, like she can't, by God, she would love to eat rice and beans. She loves snatching out our food and trying to get our food. And, I think she's ready to come off formula soon. Only 9 months. She's still got some more time, but, until she is off formula, I do not want anything to happen. I don't want to run out of formula. If you're a parent, you completely understand. We will not be running out of formula. If it's in stock, you find it and you get it. And one last thing. One thing I'm gonna try to get into, at least here in the midterm, in the eye of the storm, start grabbing some Sunday newspapers. A lot of the prep things that I myself need to shore up on are a lot of things they have coupons for. Like before, I was never big into coupons because, you know, like being that I ate paleo or low carb or keto, there's not a lot of coupons for like ground beef and kale. You know, there's not a lot of coupons for bacon. Like I could, you know, so I just kind of threw that stuff away. But there are things that I do buy that would behoove me, take a shot, Jeff Radke, behoove me to have a lot. And there's, you know, so coupons for things like toilet paper and paper towels and disinfectant sprays and deodorant and toothpaste. That's the things they have coupons for. You know, so maybe learning some of those extreme couponing, getting a lot of that stuff for a really low price, I think now would make a lot of sense for that. A lot of people that have reduced hours, or by God, the lockdown happens back up, they're going to stores. It would make sense because to really abuse couponing, you got to have a lot of free time. There's websites that can kind of help you, or there were. I haven't looked into it in a few years, but I'm sure there are. There's coupons that can help you. There are websites that can help you try to find this stuff. So look into that. And I think for those items to shore up your preps, I think couponing would help that a lot. So that's my thoughts. That was my last thought. Don't know what that message is. Anyway, that's all I got. A little short of an episode. I'm sweating and choking out here in the car, but I've got an episode. I'm going to go get it up for you guys. DIY to coupon toilet paper use, guys.